Welcome to Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman. Today, Pastor Huffman will be sharing a message with biblical truths that will help establish you in your relationship with Jesus, build your life upon the Word of God, and empower you by the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And now, here is Pastor Daryl Huffman.
Sometimes it happens instantly. Sometimes it's a process. But the thing is this, it's always God in time, on time, helping me to get where I need to get. And I'm going to stay with Him. Amen? Because you've changed your attitude. You go into it expecting God's plans to work over the enemy's plans. Amen? Why? Because I've renewed my mind to the things of God. One last scripture here in Ephesians chapter 4. I want you to look at this one. Look what he says over here in Ephesians 4. This just makes it so plain to us. In Ephesians chapter 4, and beginning around verse 17, here the apostle says it this way. This I say therefore and testify in the Lord that you should no longer walk or live as the rest of the Gentiles live and walk in the futility of their mind. Notice that. He said, you're a Christian now. Quit living like the world. Quit walking. Quit acting. Quit talking. Quit being like the world. See yourself different. Get a vision of who you are in Christ. I'm a Christian. Hallelujah. That's why I do things. That's why I live a certain way. That's why I go places. That's why I treat people a certain way. I'm a Christian. I don't have to preach a message. I am to be the message. I'm going to say it again. I don't have to preach the message. I am the message. Are you hearing me? That's our vision. That's the revelation God wants us to get. That's why he said, glorify God in your spirit and your body. Be the message. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, he says, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. What's he saying? Just live it. Just live it. Oh, but you don't understand, Brother Huffman, Pastor Darrell. If I start living this, there are people who take advantage of me. No, he said in Romans chapter 8, it doesn't matter what comes your way. It doesn't matter what it looks like. They might say you're a lamb led for the slaughter. But Paul goes on and says, no, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loves us. Why? Because God's way will always get you the victory. Hallelujah. See, you have a vision. You have a revelation of who you are in Christ. And I'm going to live this thing. I'm not going to live like I used to live. I'm not going to talk like I used to talk. I'm not going to think like I used to think. I'm not going to treat people like I used to treat people. In fact, whenever I first got saved, I didn't know a whole lot about the Bible. Didn't even own a Bible. Bonnie and I didn't own a Bible between the two of us. We'd just gotten married. I'd gotten saved, and she'd rededicated her life to the Lord. And then we got married that fall. Went to the college and had no Bible. Went to church, and she said, I said, you know, they was having communion. I never had a communion in my life. So don't say, well, you had a great, rich heritage. I had a sinner heritage. Don't talk to me about that. Come on. Yes, kind of like one fellow said, you know, they thought that the apostles were the men, the epistles were their wives, you know. I was about that dumb when it came to the Word of God, too. Hallelujah. Amen. But we got us a Bible, and we started reading it. But, we didn't have any clue as to how to be a Christian, how to live, what to do, or anything. But thank God we began to get into the Word, and we began to find out, and God changed us. Hallelujah. And, folks, I didn't want to go back to the bars. I cut off listening to certain music because I didn't want it to pull me back into the world that I was coming out of. There were certain buddies that I couldn't hang out with because they didn't want anything to do with God. And so therefore I had to separate myself a little bit. I didn't treat them bad, but I couldn't go to the places with them anymore. Somebody said, well, how'd that happen? You lose all your friends? No, I won about half of them to Jesus. Just by living a different life in front of them. Not condemning them. Not putting them down, not trying to act like I was better than them, just letting them know I found something that makes me happy. Because happy is he that keepeth the word. I found out something that God wanted to do in my life. Amen? And you see, that's who we are. That's what we have to grab a hold of. Listen, let's read on down and see what he says. He says, don't live like the Gentiles. He says, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God. Notice that. Don't let anything separate you from God's life. God's grace, God's goodness. He says, how do they get alienated from God? Because of the ignorance that's in them, because of the blindness of their heart. See, they don't have a revelation. They don't have sight. So they're blinded. So they're separated from God's blessings. Who, being past feeling, have given themselves over to lewdness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ. In other words, you're a Christian. You've learned. God tells you, you can't live like that anymore. You got to get a revelation so you can get some restraint in your life, so you can get some discipline in your life, so you can get direction in your life. You can have some strength to say no when the enemy's trying to pull you down. So how am I going to do that? If indeed that you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, how am I going to get that strength? Through being taught the word. And realizing the truth is in Jesus, not in the world. The truth is in this Bible, not out here in philosophy. I'm going to get that truth in my life. What's that truth going to tell me, Paul? That you, me, Daryl Huffman, put off concerning your former conduct in life, the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and you, Daryl Huffman, be renewed in the spirit of your mind, in your attitude, in your actions, how you see things, and how you believe, and how you have a vision for your life. Let your life be changed. Why, God? That you, Daryl Huffman, may put on the new man, which was created according to God, into true righteousness and holiness. So you can change your life. You can change how you live, change how you believe, change how you treat people, change the direction, change your vision, change your purpose, and begin to see God's plans. And come out of sadness all the time to being happy. Hallelujah. Listen to me, folks. Demas Shakarian, back in the late 60s of 1969, somewhere, he got a group of people together. And out of that came the Full Gospel Businessmen. And they witnessed across this nation through the 70s up even to the 80s. It was a great, great, great organization of bringing people together and just witnessing to them about Jesus and the fullness of the Holy Spirit. And he wrote a book. And you know what his book was entitled? Christians Ought to Be the Happiest People on Earth. And you know what? You want to be one of the happiest people on earth? Get a vision, a revelation. Get some insight as to who you are in Christ. And then get in the Word and begin to put off. You got a problem with anger? Kill it. Put it off. Get in the Word until you get that out of your life. You got a problem with insecurity? Get in the Word and get that out of you until you become secure in Christ. You got a problem with feeling unworthy because of your past? Get in the Word until you begin to get a revelation that God has blotted out your sins and He no longer remembers your unrighteousness and your lawless deeds, and He's put it in the sea of forgetfulness and doesn't bring it up anymore. And now you're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Amen? See, God says, get in the Word and begin to get this revelation of who you are. And begin to keep that Word in you until it begins to change your attitude. Until it gives you direction. Begins to give you parameters. Yes, sir. Are you listening to me? I have restraints in my life. Are you hearing me? There are certain things I don't do. Certain things I don't say. Certain places I don't go. Are you hearing me? What do you do that? Because I know there's nothing but sin, destruction, and failure, and defeat, and brokenness, and hurt, and sadness, and pain, and everything else over there. So God's Word gives me direction. Why? Because I want to be happy, and blessed, and prosperous, and victorious. Amen. I want to get up and smile in the mornings. Hallelujah. I want to walk in victory in my life. And you know what? I'm so thankful for what Jesus did for me. I want to spend the rest of my life thanking Him, glorifying Him, and praising Him for loving me so much that He would leave His place of glory, come and be born into this earth as a babe in a manger, and then live His life for 33 years on this earth, going through every kind of test and trial that you and I have to face every day, and then die on a cross for me. Thank you, Jesus. take my sin to my place on the cross and die and be separated from the Father, where he had to cry out, my God, why have you forsaken me? God had to turn his face away from his Son, and Jesus went down into the very belly of the earth, and there he was tormented for 3 days and three nights, and there in the pit of the earth, right down in hell itself, he had to suffer for you and me. He took the suffering that you and I should have to take. But then, praise God, on that third morning, on that first resurrection morning, God said, it's enough. And Hebrews says, again, you are my Son, and again, I am your Father. And when God said that, the Holy Ghost came down through into hell itself, and Jesus was quickened and made alive and became the first man born from sin. And he threw off sin. He threw off the devil. He threw off demons. He conquered him, took the keys of death and hell, took the crown of righteousness off the devil's head, and rose up victorious, King of kings, Lord of lords, high priest, Savior, Redeemer of mankind. He went to heaven, put his blood on the mercy seat, and redeemed me forever so that I could come without condemnation into the very presence of my Father, and I could call him God, Father. Hallelujah. And someone who would do that for me, it's a reasonable thing. As Paul said, it's a reasonable thing for me to present my body to God and say, God, be glorified today in my actions. Be glorified today in my attitudes. Be glorified today in how I treat people. Be glorified today in how I think. Be glorified today in how I talk. Be glorified today in my life, Lord. Just be seen in me today, Jesus. Hallelujah. And all of a sudden, we become God's message to the world. And know what? You know when you've got the vision of God operating in you? It's when somebody comes up and says, something different about you. What is it about you? How are you happy? What's going on in your life? And you look at him and say, I'll tell you what's going on in my life. You got a couple minutes? And you tell him how Jesus saved you from whatever it was you got saved out of, and how you have a vision for your life now, and you have a plan for your life, and you get up every day, and you're going towards what God has for you, and striving to be what God called you to be. And when this life is over, you get to go be with Jesus in heaven. Hallelujah. And then you get to come back and reign for 1,000 years on earth with him. Praise God, as a priest. Oh, come on, church. And then you look at him, you say, and what the Lord did for me, he'll do for you. All you have to do is ask him in your heart. And all of a sudden, you have just brought somebody out of darkness into the kingdom of God with you. Folks, this is who we have to be. This is who we have to grow into. You are born into this, but now you have to put off the old and put on the new. How? By renewing yourself to God's word and God's will for your life. And I want to tell you, it's the greatest thing you'll ever do. See, the greatest thing God ever did was save you. But the greatest thing you'll ever do for God is to change who you are and glorify him and walk in his vision for your life. Amen? That's what he's looking for.
That concludes today's message. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to the broadcast and that you've been encouraged, challenged, and strengthened by today's word. To receive your copy of today's message, visit us online at darylhuffman.org and click the link This Week on Radio. You can also order by calling us at 304-733-4423. Once again, that's 304-733-4423. To order by mail, just write to us at Daryl Huffman Ministries, P.O. Box 940, Huntington, West Virginia, 25712. Thanks again for listening to today's message. Faith That Overcomes is made possible by New Life Team Partners and Daryl Huffman Ministries. For more information on becoming a partner with this ministry, visit us at darylhuffman.org and click the partner link or call 304-733-4423. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman.